This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live.
We've had a lot of elections.
A program about
national
current
events. And then 50 primaries and caucuses, and people already told us their preference, and you're trying to undo that. So why wouldn't they be mad at you for trying that?
Well, they absolutely have had their vote. But as the Constitution was set up by our founding fathers, it designed this system where the population of the United States votes for electors and the electors vote for the presidency.
Right.
The founding fathers, including Alexander Hamilton, really saw it as the last line of defense against an unfit president.
Right. And against the vicissitudes of the mob. No, that's absolutely right. And yet, on the other hand, Michael, people feel like, I think correctly, that they ought to have a voice in who the president is. And the truth is, when Trump assumes that office, he'll be accountable for the tens of millions of people who voted for him. Your candidate would be accountable to 270 electors. So you can see why that's inherently not very democratic, right?
Well, you know, absolutely. And I want to say that, you know, the next president needs to have the values that I believe represent Americans. I'm a former United States Marine. Honor, courage, and commitment are absolutely critical and ingrained to the fiber of my being. And I do not believe that Donald Trump has those values. And so I think that, you know, like Brett mentioned, the founding fathers, you know, this is the last line of defense. And I think that we must do all that we can to, ensure that we have another Republican candidate that has better values for Americans.
Right. But, I mean, there's no Republican candidate, as you know, Brett, who has the support that Trump has. And if you were to do this, you would send a really clear message to people that it's not a democracy, it's an oligarchy, a small number of people run it. And wouldn't you be thereby ensuring social chaos? I mean, democracy is a safety valve that keeps people calm. And when they think they have no control, they freak out and storm the Bastille. Isn't this reckless?
Well, when the founding fathers set this system up, they set it up specifically this way for a situation like this.
Right.
And I believe the founding fathers were geniuses
mm-hmm.
and wrote one of the most amazing documents in the history of mankind. And I don't consider it a good thing to question what they put into place. They
well,
put
I don't
into
think
place
they actually
a small
spoke on Trump specifically that I remember. I haven't seen the documents in a while, but I don't think he's in there.
No, he's not. But they spoke very clearly, especially Alexander Hamilton in Federalist 68. They spoke very clearly about someone getting into office who is unfit for the position.
Right.
And they left that up to a small number of people who could look into the issue and decide. They specifically left it up to those people, 538 at this point, and that was their plan all along. And so all we're trying to do is honor what the founding fathers gave us.
And as I said at the outset, I mean, I give you guys both credit for good intentions. I don't think you're, you know, trying to hurt anyone in doing this. I think you're people of goodwill. But Michael, if you are sincerely concerned as a former Marine about the direction this country is about to take under Trump, why wouldn't you do the more obvious thing, which is try to convince wise people to join him in the administration and help administer this government and move it in a good direction? Isn't that a better and more obvious choice?
Well, look at the people who he's surrounding himself with. We're going to have Steve Bannon, who I think is absolutely deplorable, and I do not think that
is
a man.
I get it. You don't like something. Why aren't you volunteering?
Tucker, no. I'm sorry, but we're not here to attack. We're not here to
engage
in a blah blah blah. So
I would
apologize to you. Let me say this. You know, the people that he's already surrounding himself with are not good. They don't reflect the values that I believe the Americans hold. I do not believe that the Americans had.
Michael, I'm trying to be
choices.
Patient, but the guy's appointed like three people. I mean, they're 3,760 positions open.
With a leader of the alt right movement.
There are three people
that
appointed. So, but what about you
yeah,
and
so
your friends who are decent?
Of the people
why
he's
you
appointed reflect the values of white nationalists, which I do not believe reflect
you know
the
what?
Values of Americans.
Now, I said I took you seriously, and now I don't, because that's just stupid, and you have no supporting evidence for it. So I'm going to have to go
yeah,
to your
no
colleagues here.
Evidence?
Because you're throwing white supremacy around, and you honestly know what you're talking
white
about.
Supremacy. If you're putting words in my mouth, Tucker.
If you disagree with their views on things, state what they are, but instead you're name-calling. So I'm going to go over to your friend Brett here and ask a pretty simple question, which isn't the main point of this system, as designed by the founders whose wisdom you revere, rightly so, to preserve a strata of social stability upon which you can build civil society and economy and the rest? What you're proposing would really cause chaos and a lot of drama that would be hard to recover from. Do you recognize that?
Well, I certainly recognize what the founding fathers put into place. They put into place a relief.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know how this works. BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go for all the information. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Get involved in the conversation at BMartinezLive. Dr. Sebastian Gorka is with us right now. Always a pleasure to have him with us. He is the author of the best-selling book, Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. He is now, he's got an upgrade here. He's vice president and professor of strategy and irregular warfare at the Institute of World Politics. See, this is what happens when you're so doggone good, Dr. Gorka. You're just, you're on the way up here. And I see you hanging out with Trump these days. I mean, you're right there in the middle of everything, aren't you?
Well, it's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be an American.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, we, as if America, and this is what the sentiment I'm hearing everywhere in my travels, Dr. Gorka, is that America feels like it's getting a second chance here.
Oh, my gosh. Is it ever? If Hillary Clinton had won, then it would have been a catastrophe for the nation, for the principles of the founding of the Republic, and just on the question of Supreme Justices in the Supreme Court alone, it would have been a dark, dark time for America.
Well, a lot that came out in the exit polls, voters very, very concerned about this war on terror. The last 8 years, this leading from behind, the policies of appeasement, it has been one disaster after another. Donald Trump has ideas. He says he can take care of ISIS right away. He wants to be very much proactive as opposed to this previous administration. You're the expert. What's your advice to Mr. Trump and what he needs to do in his first year to fight terror?
Well, you know, I gave a very simple game plan in my book, Defeating Jihad. Just three things. Number one, we have to get politics and especially political correctness out of the threat assessment. What's been happening for 8 years under the Obama administration, that you're not allowed to talk about Islam, words like jihad are forbidden. That has to end. If the enemy says I'm a jihadi, they're a jihadi. We didn't say the word Nazi was prohibited during World War II, so let's just get the ridiculous censorship to end. Mm-hmm. Secondly, we have to understand that our face, the white or black American face, shouldn't be the face of victory in this war. We have to empower our Muslim allies, the Jordanians, the Egyptians, take the fight to groups like ISIS, and that's going to require rebuilding all those relationships.
Right.
In the last 8 years, those countries do not trust us. They don't trust Washington after the way Obama treated them. So Mr. Trump is going to have to rebuild those relationships in the region. And then lastly, just a lesson from the Cold War. Killing terrorists is great, but body bags is not a really good metric of victory. That didn't work during Vietnam, and it's not a smart idea now. the ultimate victory will come when we destroy their ideology, what I call the global brand of jihadism. And to do that, we have to do what Reagan did during the Cold War. We have to have a large-scale counter-propaganda campaign that delegitimizes their ideology. Those three things together, and we can win this war, Bill.
Dr. Corker, you know, you and I talked about this before. What America doesn't understand is the indoctrination of generations of future jihadis. And what happens there in their areas, that is it any wonder that this is turning into an extended war, that this could be a generational battle because these young kids, how they're trained at the ages of 4 and 5, how to be future jihadis?
Yeah, it's very disturbing. Actually, my wife and I just published a report on the militarization of children by ISIS that your listeners can find online. Yeah, this is going to be, we can defeat ISIS quite quickly. We can defeat ISIS in a matter of weeks or a couple of months. The longer term challenge is going to be how we deal with those people who have been indoctrinated from an early age, whether it's on the West Bank or whether it's in mosques and madrasas in South Asia or even in the West. So that's going to take some very serious human intelligence work. But it can be done because we've done it before.
And leadership. Without a doubt, leadership, right?
Oh, my God. Every serious problem, it doesn't matter whether it's, you know, AIDS in Africa or whether it's jihadis, every single serious problem requires leadership. And I can tell your listeners, as a man who sat across a table from Donald Trump more than once, talked about these issues, looked him in the eye, I can tell you one thing with certitude. This man understands we are at war, and secondly, this man wants to win the war against the jihadists. That's where the victory begins.
Where is America right now, relative? You mentioned our relationship with allies. You know, I thought Marco Rubio put the point right square when he said that our allies no longer trust us, our enemies no longer fear us. But it would appear, in terms of the response and what we're hearing from overseas, and you and your wife have your thumb on the pulse of what's going on, in terms of allies, in terms of those enemies in the Middle East, what they're thinking about one President Donald Trump. I have this sense, and this is what I'm sensing, Dr. Gorka, you can tell me if I'm wrong here, but that it's somewhat similar to when Ronald Reagan came on the scene. It caused them to scramble a bit and realize that they were going to be playing with somebody who was going to be real serious and the rules of engagement were going to change.
Right. I find it so amusing that you have the left, lazy left-wing media that doesn't want to do any work. It's now generating these completely absurd stories about how Mr. Trump's transition team is in a mess and scrambling. I can tell you that is totally fallacious. Mm. You are right. The people who are scrambling are the people around the world who didn't understand the seriousness of Mr. Trump and the fact that he has become our president. Look at what he's done already. The first calls that he took were from Prime Minister Netanyahu in Israel and from President Sisi of Egypt. That tells you he is going to protect those people and help those people who are on our side. On top of that, the reactions already from Moscow and elsewhere tell you that there are certain countries around the world who are just beginning to realize there is a new sheriff in town.
That's
and
right.
His name is Donald Trump.
Right. Well, and, you know, and I'm excited to hear you affirm that because, you know, when it comes to job one of the president, it has to do with our national security, foreign and domestic. And this is what America voted against. This is one of the key issues for them. It was quite bothersome under the last 8 years under this administration that's heading for the exit right now. And I know there's a lot of people there making sure that, you know, that happens. And they're putting out signs to make sure he's not detoured.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's an exciting time because America is going to fill the vacuum that was created by President Obama.
Well, you can make sure, you know, Dr. Gorka made reference to his briefing. You can go to thegorkabriefing.com. And more information is right there. And we've got more from Dr. Sebastian Gorka on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing.
join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this country, including Shortwave around the world, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Our conversation with Dr. Sebastian Gorka continues. He's the author of the best-selling book, Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. He is now the Vice President and Professor of Strategy and Irregular Warfare with the Institute of World Politics. Dr. Gorka, by the way, I want to make sure you hear me clearly. I am so pleased and happy for you with the success of Defeating Jihad. What a great book, what a timely book and reference for people who want to understand what is going on, because the mainstream media has really not done an effective job in spelling out the situation and the conditions in which we live in today as it relates to this war that has been declared on America, but America doesn't want to participate.
Well, yes, thank you for that. Defeating Jihad, I was motivated because I have the honor to work with the Marines, the military, the Special Forces, and thank you for your service with the Corps. And I was angry. You know, we have the most amazing military in the world, yet we're losing this war, and there's no excuse for that. The reason that that's happening is because of our politicians, because of the censorship, because of the lack of understanding of how serious this threat is. And let me just mention one thing. People think that this war is about 9/11. It's not about 9/11. We have been at war with jihadis since the beginning of our republic's history. There's right. a reason that the Marine Corps anthem has yes. the phrase, "From the shores of Tripoli." Why is that? Because one of the first missions of the Marine Corps were to fight the jihadi pirates.
The Barbary pirates, right? Yeah.
So we need to remember that this has been around for centuries, and we need to take it seriously now. And with Mr. Trump in the White House, we will take it seriously.
Amazing, Dr. Gorka. The Thomas Jefferson understood that. You know, they told him, said, "Here, read the Quran." He goes, "Who's those Barbary pirates? What are they all about?" He says, "Read the Quran." He reads the Quran. He goes, "Hey, end of story. I don't need any more information. Send in the Marines," right?
That is so important. People think that, you know, when Keith Ellison, our first Muslim congressman, was sworn into office on Jefferson's Quran, the mainstream media said, "Wow, Jefferson must have been such a cosmopolitan internationalist." Wrong. Yeah. He had been tasked by Congress to investigate the Barbary pirates along with Adams. And they wrote a 3-page report to Congress, and he said it is exactly what you just said. "I now understand why these people are killing and capturing our Americans. I have bought their holy book, the Quran, and in it it says that the infidel must be attacked." That's why Jefferson had a Quran.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Gorka is the chairman of the Threat Knowledge Group as well. You look at the clear and present dangers that encircle America today. Here on the homeland, we have open investigations by the FBI for threats in every state that involve radical Muslims. We, as citizens of this country, need to keep our head on a swivel. If you see something, you say something, right?
Absolutely. People need to understand, after San Bernardino, Boston, Orlando, there is no frontline trench in this war. It's not like World War One. It's not like World War Two. The front line in this war starts when you step out of your house in the morning. So everybody has to, not about fear, fear is not a useful emotion. It's about being on point. The phrase you use, that our police use, have your head on a swivel. Absolutely. Be aware of your surroundings. Don't walk around like those millennials, you know, staring at their phones. Be aware. And if you see something suspicious, tell the local authorities. You could be saving a life or many lives.
Exactly. Well, relevant to the immigration issue in our country, that the mainstream media, I'll tell you, it is beyond me, Dr. Gorka. They seem to have no clue whatsoever. They want to get thick into the political aspects of it. They're worried about what President Nieto has to say instead of letting this play out, you know, just for controversy's sake. They're not even, it's not even good reporting, because if they understood the art of the deal, if they understood the man, President-elect Donald Trump, they would appreciate what he's coming from, you know, where he's coming from. that it's a deal, that he will make it a win-win proposition for the president of Mexico. He will be a hero once the wall, whether it's virtual or it's bricks and mortar, is erected, that it will be a win-win proposition for both sides, won't it?
Look, we're talking about people that are breaking the law. The idea that the free movement of criminals, especially drug dealers, terrorists, members of organized crime cartels, the idea that those people should be allowed freedom of movement, it's ridiculous. And everybody who just takes a minute, takes the politics out of the equation, counts to 10, takes a deep breath, should remember Donald Trump was basically elected on the platform of law and order and security. The wall isn't some rhetorical flourish. The wall will now be built, and people on both sides will now be safer as a result of it. And those immigrants who came here legally, like myself, also support the idea that you should not be able to jump the queue or receive amnesty, because if you break the law once, there's a likelihood you will do it again. Do you respect the Constitution or not? Is a key question for the future of this nation.
What about sanctuary cities?
Unbelievable. The idea that you're having mayors and even chiefs of police in places like L.A. say that they will refuse to comply with any federal requirements after January 20th to stop sanctuary cities harboring illegal immigrants and felons. These people are, they have no idea what happened. Clearly, they have no idea what happened last Tuesday. The American people chose. This was a tidal wave, whether it's the Congress, whether it's the executive, whether it's the governorships. Look at the fact that there are only, 10 or 9 governorships left in Democrat hands in America today.
Exactly.
That is a clear message. You don't want to do what the American people want you to do. These individuals will pay the price politically, and it's just political suicide.
Exactly. Well, and of course, there are ways, just like President Obama used, to get people to fall in line. Now, I find it quite ironic. The left was up in an uproar about if Citizen Trump was going to accept the results of the election, and it's the left that's not accepting it.
Right. The irony of it. It was this idea that he's so dangerous he's not going to accept the results. Well, look what Hillary did. She wouldn't even come out with the grace of a mature individual the night of the victory and make a concession speech. And what's worse, what were the accusations about all these violent, mob-like Trump supporters and the danger they pose to the security of American citizens? Well, what are we seeing right now? We're seeing the left beating people up, breaking private property, assaulting the standards of this nation. I think the Democrat Party, which is in disarray, truly has to look in the mirror after this being vanquished at the polls and ask themselves, do they really represent America today?
Exactly. Well, in one of my Facebook postings that went out, I mentioned to our audience that was going to be talking to you this morning, I said, what is your suggestion? And they said, lock up George Soros. I mean, his involvement, his obvious involvement in rebel rousing and hurting the cause here is quite obvious. And this is what America needs to realize, is that we have forces that are active against this great American experiment. They did everything they could to topple our way of life, and they came real close, didn't they?
They did, but people like George Soros need to remember the American people have spoken, and they do not share his views of the future.
To be in the know with Dr. Gorka, check out thegorkabriefing.com. You'll stay up to date on the threats and what is happening around our world. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, author of the best-selling book, Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War, president and professor of strategy and irregular warfare. Dr. Gorka, always good to have you with us. Appreciate it.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details. It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
You know, I'll tell you, last Tuesday, I think that's what the world heard, what other Americans heard, is that, you know, life is short, and we want to live it well, and if we're going to get this country back on track, it demands that all of us, you know, all hands on deck. It's not a Republican or Democratic thing, and I got to tell you, I really appreciate what Michelle Obama had to say the other day. It's about the United States of America. I know this was a tough loss for the Democrats, and they're a little scattered here politically as to what's going on, and they're going to be fine. They'll figure it out. They always do. But meanwhile, along the way, under this new administration, we need to be careful about our words, and certainly the Obamas have been the subjects of some rather rough rhetoric, and including from me, I will admit. But you know, this is a time to be a bit sober. And speaking of that, we're in for a real special treat here because Tom Stoddard, who's an award-winning photographer, is joining us here on Bill Martinez Live right now. And we're going to talk about the Annenberg Space for Photography's Refugee Museum that is open to new photo exhibits on dispersed and displaced people. Now, there is so much about the refugee issue that has been complicated because of the politics and because of this election season. But what I appreciate so much about photography is that it, you know, it's like that saying, you know, a picture's worth a thousand, million words, however way you want to say it. But I always heard, you know, a thousand words, because there is so much about seeing a photograph that tells you the story that gets, you know, kind of, you know, prejudiced newspaper reporting, misunderstanding, underreporting out of the way, and you get to see it up close and personal for yourself. Tom Stoddart, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. It's lovely to be with you today.
Well, 65 million people around the world are displaced, this according to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, and to bring attention to this crisis. And I believe the unpolitical meaning of what's going on, the museum is opening a new exhibit this week featuring images taken by five internationally acclaimed photographers who traveled across five continents. And, of course, you are one of those photographers that is being featured at the museum. Tell us, you know, what that means to you.
Oh, well, it's a real honor and a privilege to have my work on show at the museum, and especially at this time, as you referred to, with the eyes of the world on Washington D.C., it's the perfect place to put this kind of work on show. There were five of us, as you said, that went to different areas of the world to try and make sense of what we were seeing. Some shot in color, and I myself work in black and white. So it was, the idea was to document truthfully and in a kind of a way that would bring powerful images to put them in front of the public who sometimes don't really understand what's going on. As you said, a photograph, a still photograph, is a very powerful tool, and hopefully when people stand in front of the pictures at the museum, they'll understand a little bit more about what is a very complex subject.
Exactly. Well, Tom, you know, we say on the show that we're committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And when you see a photograph, a still photograph, I mean, truth is right in front of you. It's a matter of interpretation, but when you consider the breadth of the photographs and the shots that you and the four other photographers are presenting to us for, you know, a perfect time like this. I mean, at the height of the conversation about refugees, how do you manage this? How do you manage it in the context of an immigrant America? You know, we are composed of immigrants. We have hearts towards immigrants. Whenever there's issues and unfairness in the world, we're the ones that run to it. This is our wiring. It's, you know, in our DNA. You know, I think this will go a long way in getting the political conversation out of it and for us to be able to assess, you know, what really is happening with this refugee situation around the world.
Well, you know, for me as a photographer, my business is to go to these places and where other people can't go, and to document what I see and bring back pictures that hopefully will change things. I mean, photography in itself, or one photograph in itself, doesn't change anything, but it's the drip, drip, drip effect.
Yes.
And I mean, I'm sure your listeners will remember the awful picture of little Alan Kurdi, the three-year-old Syrian
yes.
boy who was the picture of him being carried off the beach in Kos went worldwide. And I think images like that particular image touched every parent, everyone who's ever had a child. You know, it's an interesting thing for someone like me, why that particular image touched so many people, because there were sadly many children have died like that. 340,000 refugees have arrived in Europe this year by sea, and 4,000 of them sadly have perished. And it's always interesting to me as a professional photographer what which images actually touch people the most. I mean, hopefully people will come and look at our work and just remember that, you know, not everyone in the world has access to human rights, access to medicine, access to clean water. And these people are running from extreme war in places like Aleppo and in other parts of Syria and Libya. And we shouldn't be building walls, in my opinion. We should be extending a hand and just trying to give them a hand up as human beings.
Well, I think that, you know, and you bring up the wall issue, and I don't want to get caught in the weeds here on that, but well, it's probably just better leave it at that, because this country has extended a hand time and time again, and it will, and I think that it's important for what the museum is putting on display here to help encourage us and help us remember why we go, you know, to other parts of the world and help others and have been at the front of the line to donate and help others, as you say. You know, we somehow take it for granted, you know, simple things like fresh water and a place to sleep. And when you see these pictures and really understand or begin to understand a little bit more the hardship that our fellow citizens of the world are experiencing, it is absolutely heartbreaking. But in the midst of it, you say the photos are capturing hope and resolve at the same time.
I think the pictures that are on show here successfully do that. And there's a fine video documentary that was made of the photographers working in the field, which, you know, one second you're looking at a still image, and then you can then compare it with when you hear the sounds and the movement and color from the documentary, the video. I mean, and just to pick up on one of your points, I've spent, you know, an awful lot of my working career working in areas, refugee camps and war zones, that have been absolutely littered with boxes of aid that has come directly from the people of the United States. And what you say is completely true. This nation has a fine tradition of extending help to wherever it's needed.
Right. Well, Tom, as we wrap things up here, what do you want people to take away from this exhibit?
I just want them to, I'd like them to take their families, their children, the next generation, to stand there and to explain, for mothers to explain and parents to explain to their kids that how lucky they are, and that freedom comes with a responsibility.
Without a doubt. How long will the exhibit be up, and where can they go for more information? We got about 10 seconds here.
Okay, it's the Refugee is on till March 12th. And your listeners can get more information at museum.org.
Tom Stoddard has been our guest. Tom, thank you so much. Appreciate you coming on Bill Martinez Live.
This report is brought to you by Humana Medicare. As Americans make their choices in the 2016 presidential race, there's another election that's also important to people with Medicare, the Medicare Annual Election Period, AEP, to enroll in Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plans. This year's AEP lasts from October 15th through December 7th. The first step to selecting the right Medicare plan is reviewing your current health needs, looking at your healthcare budget, and anticipating any healthcare needs for 2017. This will help determine which Medicare plan is right for you. Jeff Fernandez, Vice President, Western Segment, for the Medicare Advantage products at Humana.
When identifying the best Medicare plan for you, remember the following tips. Comparison shop and research prescription drugs, and use Medicare.gov to analyze Medicare plans that cover the medications you need. Compare and consider plans that offer coverage you may need, like vision and dental benefits.
For more, visit Humana.com/Medicare.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, we're striking up the band. You know what that means, huh? The click lights, they're flashing all over the skies. It is time for Steve the Movie Guy, live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California. He reports on the weekend's big winners at the box office and the best of the coming attractions. Hey, the pressure's on you. No pressure whatsoever. You can handle this every week. It's a simple thing, isn't it, Steve-O?
Oh, it's a very simple thing. And this is the season. Tis the season
yes. Of
great movies. Everybody's jockeying for position because we have the holidays coming up. The award season is right around the corner, so we have...
Boy, everything, all the good stuff's coming off the shelf, though, huh?
That's right. Doctor Strange, number one again last weekend. That made about 43. Trolls, number two, making about 35 million. Arrival was number three. It's a terrific movie. I had a chance to see it last weekend. Made about 24 million. It's like a thinking man's Independence Day. It's mm-hmm. like Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Amy Adams, Jeremy Renner. It's the type of film you see and then you're talking about for a long time after you see it. Check it out if you get a chance. Arrival. Put that on your holiday list this weekend.
Yeah, the chicks will like it, right? Because, you know, anything that involves talking, they love that. You know, afterwards, you can go down and talk. I'm just saying, right?
Yes.
Am I getting myself in trouble? Okay, I'll shut up.
No.
Right.
I think that's the type of thing where you go out, you have a drink, you sit and say, well, exactly, what does this mean? What does that mean? It's that type of movie.
Yeah, exactly. Well, wow, very cool.
That's okay. Number four.
All right.
And Hacksaw Ridge. You haven't had a chance to see Hacksaw Ridge.
It's still on my list, and it's embarrassing. I mean, I knew you were going to ask me about that. But I've got to make time. I've been looking forward to this, really. Great story.
Well, I happened to see two movies that I made up for you last week. And the other movie I saw was Loving, which is, I predict, will be nominated for Best Picture. It's just really, really good. Starring Joel Edgerton and Ruth Negga. They star as this interracial couple, get married in Virginia. They're arrested.
Yes, right. Mm. Great storyline.
Illegal at that particular time. Mm. It goes all the way to the Supreme Court. It's, you know, and they are terrific, and the movie is very important. I think it's only on about 46 screens so far, but I think it's going to get a wide release, so I think everybody will have a chance to see it. Well, like I say, it is the season. You realize, Bill, it's been 5 years since the Potter movie?
5 years? Really? That's right.
Time flies, right?
Right, exactly.
J.K. Rowling is back. The movie is called Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. This is going to be big. It's going to take about $80 million, I think, in this country. probably a few hundred million worldwide. This is about the adventures of a writer, Newt Scamander, played by Eddie Redmayne. He comes to New York. He is a part of a secret community of witches and wizards. This all happens 70 years before Harry Potter reads his book in school. 84% are recommending. Here's what's going on. 1926, Scamander arrives at Ellis Island with this bottomless suitcase full of illegal livestock, ranging from a mischievous Niffler, which is a naughty duck-billed marsupial with a nose for treasure, to a giant storm-causing thunderbird, whose keeper intends to release back into the wild somewhere around in Arizona. The United States, however, is notoriously intolerant when it comes to magic, because, of course, this was the place of the Salem witch trials.
Right.
As a precaution, all the beasts have been allowed, rather than outlawed, by MARCUSA, which is a Yankee equivalent to the Ministry of Magic, and has stiff penalties for anybody who disobeys. So anyway, he arrives at Ellis Island with this suitcase full of fantastic beasts, and mayhem ensues. It's going to be big this weekend. 84% recommending.
Got to put it on the list. All right.
That's on the list. And then, like I said, all these movies are getting great reviews. We have a movie called The Edge of 17, which is really, really good. Just check out the trailer. This is a coming-of-age movie in the vein of like 16 Candles or Breakfast Club. And it's a hilarious look at what it's like to grow up as a young woman in today's modern world. Now, everybody knows growing up is hard. Life isn't easy in high school. Her junior, Nadine, played tremendously by Hailee Steinfeld. And she's already really at the peak of her awkwardness when her all-star older brother, Darian, starts dating her best friend, Krista. All at once, Nadine feels more alone than ever. And she strikes up this friendship with a very thoughtful boy, which gives her a glimmer of hope that things might not be so terrible after all. Kara Sedgwick is in this. We also have Woody Harrelson. And it's just a terrific film. Check out the trailer. 92% recommending The Edge of 17.
Ooh, okay.
We have a movie called Bleed for This. You remember Whiplash, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Miles Teller starring in this. Well, he stars in this movie. Now, this is a true story about a world champion boxer, Vinny Pazienza. He was known as Vinny the Tasmanian Devil Pazienza, who was a local Providence boxer. He shot to stardom after winning two world titles. Then he has this near-fatal car accident. He leaves him with a broken neck, and they tell him he may never be able to walk again. And against all odds and doctor's orders, and with the help of a renowned trainer, Kevin Rooney, played by Aaron Eckhart, he agrees to help Vinny return to the ring, just a year after the accident for what could be the last fight of his life. A boxing movie based on a true story. Looks like a great story. 72% recommending that one. Then a movie you've heard about because it's being produced by Matt Damon, and he's been doing a lot of PR for it. It's called Manchester by the Sea. It's directed by Tim Lonergan, who wrote Gangs of New York and analyzed this. 98% are recommending Manchester by the Sea, which is the story about a Boston janitor and how his life is transformed when he has to return to his hometown to take care of his teenage nephew. Now, after the death of his older brother, Joe, played by Kyle Chandler, Lee Chandler, Casey Affleck is played by, Kyle Chandler plays Joe, and Lee Chandler is played by Casey Affleck. He returns to this town, becomes the sole guardian of his nephew, Patrick, and he has to take a leave of his job, and he kind of reluctantly returns to Manchester by the Sea to take care of Patrick, who's this 16-year-old kid. He's forced to deal with a past that separated him from his wife, Randy, and also the community where he was born and raised. It's a terrific film, getting great reviews, 98% recommending Manchester by the Sea. And it goes on and on. We have another one called Nocturnal Animal. This is starring Amy Adams and Jake Gyllenhaal, also getting great reviews, 74% recommending. Amy plays this art gallery owner who is haunted by her ex-husband's novel. He's written a novel which is a violent thriller that she interprets as a veiled threat and also symbolic revenge. Now, this won the Grand Jury Prize at the 2016 Venice Film Festival, directed by Tom Ford. Once again, starring Amy Adams and Jake Gyllenhaal, a scary-looking film from Tom Ford. And then on a lighter note.
Yes, give us a lighter note.
You like a lighter note?
Yes,
movie called
I'm ready.
The Street Cat Named Bob, which is based on an international best-selling book that I've never heard of, but evidently people have because it's an international bestseller. This is a true feel-good story of how this guy by the name of James Bowen, who's a recovering drug addict, has his life transformed when he meets this strange cat, this strange ginger cat out there. 76% are recommending a street cat named Bob out there.
Yeah.
So we have movies to choose from this weekend. Of all of those titles, what sounds good, though?
Well, I'm still trying to get caught up, Steve-O, but wow, I mean, there's lots of offerings here as we get ready for the holidays, and we'll get a chance to you know, get caught up on some of these. Some of these are, you know, I'm not much into the scary movie stuff, but, you know, I still got to get caught up. I got to go down and see Hacksaw Ridge, and if I can possibly, I like the idea of, you know, Loving, because I saw the trailer on that probably a good 2 months ago at least. You know, we were getting a little taste that it was coming up and that sort of thing. And you wondered, and in fact, to be honest with you, I thought it had come and gone already. I didn't realize it was just being released. I mean, that's what happens with some of these things, because when they give the promotion, they'll tell you it's coming soon. And, then you don't hear about it and you think, oh, well, maybe it came and went. But, you know, that's going to be a little bit.
Sometimes you see these trailers, you know, months and months ahead of the release because they really want to build a PR while they can. Mm-hmm. I think it could be really interesting to see how this Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them does, because, like I say, will the Harry Potter crowd turn out for this one? And something tells me that they will. I mean, it's projected to make huge money, not only here, but overseas. And this could be the beginning of another series of J.K. Rowling films. She wrote the screenplay. They say that there are three or four other titles that are, you know, kind of waiting to be done. So this could be the beginning of another new series, J.K. Rowling movies.
So what do you think about Almost Christmas? I mean, it was it was new this week, and it did okay, you know, at $15 million. Yeah.
$15 million, and it's, you know, it is going to be, you know, there's a niche for that sort of a movie, and I think it was basically, I think it's a story we've seen before, where, you know, you have the father whose mother, you know, whose wife dies, and he takes all the kids back to the house so that they can have Christmas, and it was the dying wife's last wish that they all get together under one roof and, you know,
without killing one another. I mean, it's like that has ever happened. I mean, this is the thing. I know as parents, you just, oh, can we just all get together and get along? And go, well, we never got along. So
so why start now?
Yeah, exactly.
But I think that, you know, there's room for this type of movie. And regardless of how many times you've seen this story, we always seem to be up for seeing it one time. So.
Yeah. But because, you know what it is, Steve? We hope that the ending changes. We're hoping for a different ending. I mean, it's like sometimes, you know, and I'm sure there's people in Cleveland, they're still looking at Game 7. You know, they go back and so there's got to be a different ending here, you know?
Maybe so. Maybe that's there's always hope.
There's part of our humanity, just for fun, because that's just the way we're wired, and we can just laugh about it. But you know,
you have a lot to choose from. It's out there.
Without a doubt, yeah, no excuse. So we'll see you at the Cineplex. I promise, I'm going to see you this weekend at the Cineplex. So bring plenty of popcorn. Steve, the movie guy. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Steve-O.
Thank you.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, WHEY.com.
You know.